I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. President Obama and his Russian counterpart, Dmitry Medvedev, made history today. At a ceremony in Prague, the two leaders signed a treaty to significantly reduce the nuclear arsenals of Russia and the United States. The treaty calls for a 30% cut in the number of nuclear warheads deployed by the two nations. President Medvedev said the deal will lead to a higher level of cooperation between Moscow and Washington. And President Obama said that could mean more cuts in the future.
While the new START treaty is an important first step forward, it is just one step on a longer journey. As I said last year in Prague, this treaty will set the stage for further cuts. And going forward, we hope to pursue discussions with Russia on reducing both our strategic and tactical weapons, including non-deployed weapons.
President Obama speaking in Prague today. The BBC's James Robbins witnessed the treaty signing. He says a ceremony felt like a watershed.
The signing ceremony took place in a richly plastered Baroque hall of Prague Castle, and the American and Russian presidents signed and exchanged these weighty volumes which contain the detailed outcome of months of negotiation between the two capitals, amounting, of course, to the dismantling of nuclear warheads and missiles on both sides.
So with literally thousands of weapons that are in U.S. and Russian nuclear stockpiles that don't fall under this agreement, what then is the real significance of this diplomatic breakthrough, really?
You're right, of course, that plenty of weapons and warheads and missile systems, particularly those that are not actually deployed but maybe in stockpiles and could be reactivated for use, are not covered. It's also true that what's allowed under the treaty amounts to arsenals easily capable of annihilating most of the populations of the United States or of Russia or indeed of many countries on the globe. Nevertheless, if you believe in incrementalism, they think they are showing leadership by example to other nations. They're meeting their nuclear non-proliferation treaty obligations and moving towards zero, even if their critics will say they're hardly moving very fast.
And how did the relationship between Presidents Obama and Dmitry Medvedev appear? Some analysts feel they're actually warming up.
Certainly, I have to say the body chemistry in the room was pretty remarkable. As they both, I think, made clear, the really rough patch in relations during the end of the Bush era and indeed running into this presidency of President Obama seems to have been put behind them. That's not to say there aren't disagreements, and we know that the Russians say they could withdraw from this treaty if they felt that the United States reverted to any policy which seemed to put a missile system into Central Europe, which the Russia felt was a threat. Mm. There's still some wariness, I think, on the Russian side. So we're not out of the woods yet, but a much better working relationship.
The BBC's James Robbins in Prague. Fascinating moment, James. Thank you for talking to us.
It was a pleasure.